And this one entrance was closed. There were no cars here. But here we are a week later, and it's open, and hundreds of people are enjoying the Austin Greenbelt. And that's what this exercise of freedom is about. All over the world, they're closing outdoor facilities under the COVID hoax. We're here because in Australia and in Spain and in Canada and in Austin and in California, they're trying to keep the beaches and the parks closed. And humanity is saying, no, we will not bow down to you. We will go outside. We will enjoy God's creation. Yeah. Look at it. Look at the sun. We are here to exercise our First Amendment and our right to travel and our right to use the public amenities that we pay for. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here because the United Nations on record launched the COVID hoax and counts all the regular pneumonia and flus that do kill people as it to scare everyone. But we are here in defiance of this evil, and we are here saying humanity knows we're under attack and we're taking the planet back from the globalists. This is a quarter mile hike down, quarter mile up, so get plenty of water. We're out here exercising our free speech, and I salute and thank you all for being here. Yeah, let's go.
They want to end humans as we know it. They want to genetically program everybody, and they want us out of nature, in our houses, on VR, under their control. And these folks are here as the tip of the spear for all of humanity, saying we're keeping the human planet open. We're not the post-human world.
Next Saturday, Barton Springs, the Freeside's crystal clear. It's only a 100-yard walk. I'm going to be out there. I don't care what the city says. I'm going to pay for a professional food truck.
Yeah!
Here's to freedom!
Yeah!
And here's to all of you out here in defiance to the tyrant!
Yeah!
Bordello Especial did not pay for this ad, even though we're using their theme music.
You guys are badass, don't thank me. Great job, kicking ass.
We can play that music a lot longer than they've added for their ad. So I said throw it on there at the end as a joke. You know, I thought to go to that part of the park, because it's where they denied my wife and myself and others, but I wasn't thinking, hey, it's 105 degrees, and it's a good walk down to it. Barton Springs, it's a 100-yard walk. So everybody said it was a great success, but I apologize to the few people that collapsed from heat exhaustion. But they were warned. But it was still a big success. The police admit that they've opened all the parks up because it's illegal for little contact tracers to set up at the entrance to parks and say you can't come into them until you give them your information. They're training you ahead of the forced inoculation. And the global Chinese credit score, which they now admit is official and that COVID-19 is the excuse for. It's, of course, we told you all this 6 months ago. But now it's official. Yeah, it was in the official Rockefeller and Carnegie and Bill and Melinda Gates documents that they were planning this. But now they're actually doing it. So it should be easier to defeat now that these criminals are out in the open. So much today. Roger Stone's got big exclusive political 2020 news at the bottom of the hour. And he also was really good friends with Robert Trump. And again, we'll have exclusive details of that. He, of course, passed just yesterday. And so much more is coming up on this live Sunday edition.
The United Nations and the National Institutes of Health with the CDC are publicly conducting a 4,000-person study, spending tens of millions of dollars at Yale on 15 ways to brainwash the public into taking inoculations. basically squeezing you and forcing you to take them through guilt, through fines, through not being able to go into stores, not being able to get on airplanes or have jobs. This is forced inoculations. It's public. Gateway Pundit wrote about it last week. David Knight wrote about it this week. Stories up on InfoWars.com. So people say, oh, I'll just wear a mask. It's never going to end. That's just the sign of submission. Fauci admits that. Next is the contact tracing and the apps on your phones and the inoculations. That is a DNA vaccine that changes your DNA. This isn't a science fiction movie. It's happening right now. Compliance is death. Compliance is annihilation. Wake up. Wake up. That the Democrats and the globalists would not have. So they're trying to put the nation into civil war and financial collapse under the COVID smokescreen. Thank you again so much for joining us on this August 16th Sunday live transmission. Roger Stone is going to be joining us. He was really good friends with Trump's brother, Robert Trump, who passed just over the weekend. And the media has been saying it's an unknown cause of death. For those that know the family, the cause of death is very well known. And he had a heart condition for 40 years. They said he could die at any time from it. He was routinely hospitalized over it. It's why he did not choose to be in super competitive business like his brother, though he's much like him, because his heart could not take it. So the younger brother dead at 71 years of age. And Trump had just gone to see him in the hospital Friday. But there were so many false alarms that he was not there when his brother passed, but that's exclusive information about the family. They're very, very private. There's, of course, been huge celebrations online, but saying the wrong Trump died. They've had so-called Christian leaders come out and say that God took the wrong Trump. This is just truly sickening, evil behavior. But Roger Stone will have some details on his friend, Robert Trump, and eulogize him at the bottom of the hour, and then get into the big 2020 election news. We're glad to have Roger with clemency. Still in the game for 2020 to give us his expert analysis on what's coming next and how to counter the NWO. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, at the bottom of the hour. Now, I was starting the show on Friday, and I had been trying to get Millie Weaver on for a week. She kept saying, I'm going to have Shadowgate's documentary done. They're contractors. They do whatever they want. They produce whatever they want. So I didn't really even know what the film was about. I'd seen the trailer. Sounded interesting. She'd wanted to come on. Last week and then this week, we kept saying, well, give me another day or so. And so Friday, I'm talking to about finally getting her on and you know, when is she going to upload it and where is she going to put it out? And I'm lifting weights because there's a little gym here in the office. At like 8:30 in the morning, I get done, come over and start doing the preparation for the show. Right before I go live, they go, Millie Weaver has been arrested with her husband and Gavin, her husband's brother, at their house in Ohio. And so I see the video, we air it, and immediately people start saying, oh, it's fake, because the cops first say they're just there for Gavin, then they say they're there for Millie as well. Well, it wasn't fake, folks. It's now in the newspaper. It's now in the local Cincinnati newspaper. It's now national news. InfoWars reporter, InfoWars contractor, contributor arrested. So that's real. And it was not being done as a stunt because her film was coming out. We're not selling it. It's hers. It's free. It's something they did. They've put a lot of films out. And so now all the fake conspiracy theories are to the side. She was really arrested. And her crews had a chance to talk to her in jail. We've had the details of that relayed. And so we have one of the people that helped her make the film, one of her good friends, joining us coming up about 15 minutes into the next hour to talk about that. And the big question is, was she arrested in relation to the film? Well, her mother has put out a statement, I guess on Facebook, saying that she'd moved there during the COVID lockdown from California 3 months ago, and they had some kind of altercation. A cell phone got broken, but she doesn't want charges pressed. And she doesn't know why 3 months after she filed this police report, when they had a fracas
a family fracas, why they've now been charged with all these felonies and things. So, and it's her name on the arrest warrant and all the rest of it as the victim. So it's confirmed that this is over a broken cell phone and her mother being thrown out of the house. And I mean, who hadn't had, especially when you're grown up and older, your parents moved in with you. I can imagine there'd probably be some fracases. And I get along with my mom and dad, but they would probably not want me living with them. So that's part of this COVID pressure. So how is she still in jail with a sealed indictment over all this? So we'll figure all that out in the days to come. Here's the bad news, ladies and gentlemen.
Why wasn't I given anything in the mail?
Guys, go ahead and turn that on and off for me. Thanks. Appreciate that. I'm sorry. I was getting a feed. Don't know if the radio listeners could hear it, but I was getting a feed. So, you know, here's the question. Was she arrested for anything to do with the film Shadowgate? And I think the answer is probably not. But that is what is going to end up always being thought about this because of the timing and the coincidence. And so if they were trying to suppress this film, it had the opposite effect. Last time I checked, it had 1.5 million views on one version on YouTube. Right at 600,000 views at band.video, where it's posted for free, and a bunch of other versions with hundreds of thousands of views. So I finally had a chance to watch it. Didn't have a chance to watch it till Friday night. So there I was covering all this, not knowing really what was in the film. People thought I was distancing myself from it, too. They're like, well, Jones is saying he doesn't know what's in it because, you know, she's a contractor and does whatever she wants. Well, I was literally didn't know the contents of the film because I've not seen it. I was waiting to see it to get her on and talk about it. And overall, I mean, I think it covers real government things that go on and some of the way the propaganda systems operate. But I know Roger Stone gave me a call this morning because he's in it. And he's like, I never met General Jones and Paul Manafort. Haven't worked with him in over 20 plus years. He's my friend. And Roger Stone's not involved running the secret internet control police. I can assure you he's a target of the deep state. But that's what one of the people interviewed said. In fact, when he was in, I had the fella in here because he came to town, I guess, for the release of this. I didn't know it'd be released that day. I didn't know he'd come knocking on our door. A lot of weird stuff going on. And he's in here during the break and on air saying, well, I think Roger runs everything. Wow. Roger runs everything. I sure wish he could make a Skype work. And I'm not even a computer person. I have to teach Roger how to use computers. So that's the weird thing about the liberal media. They came out and they said, I ran the Trump campaign and Roger ran the Trump campaign and we're the reason he won and everything Trump did came out of my mouth or Roger's. It's not true. I would love to take that credit for that. I wish Trump listened to me as much as they said he did. We got a lot of ideas out there about rebooting America. We have a huge audience that helped get Trump over the top, getting elected. We promoted populism against globalism. We've been absolutely instrumental in fighting the New World Order and getting America to awake so America could get Trump elected for this moment we're in now. But to say that we were in command of Trump is just absolutely crazy. But people then, not just on the leftist side, who know it's not true, but people in the general public begin to believe. I mean, people see me and they're just like in awe, like, it's bizarre. Because the crew works here, you know, the crew sees me, they know. They watch it all being done, the research, the guest, the info, and we just bring guests in and say, hey, say whatever you want. Well, you run the New World Order, Alex. Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Oh, and I'm going to post the film where we're the bad guys. I mean, it's just next level, but that's what happens in this whole Q-verse is Trump can't be trusted. Roger Stone can't be trusted. Alex Jones can't be trusted. But anybody off the street wearing a Trump jacket, whoa, okay, all right, Trump's bad now too, right? I mean, Robert Mueller's good and all this other stuff's good, but but the actual New World Order, the actual globalist operation, it's not a problem. But anyways, that is a distraction. Can't wait to get Millie out of jail. The problem is they're having a CPS hearing at 10 a.m. and they're not supposed to have their arraignment hearing in that county in Ohio. It's all listed on InfoWars.com until they are already had the CPS meeting. And so very, very serious situation. I've tried to figure out what's going on in that town. It's mainly a Democrat town. So, but again, why would the Democrats sit there and try to shut a film down that claims Roger Stone works with Barack Obama. Basically is what it does, because they're one expert in there says that. And again, I'm just getting this out there because it's always interesting to just wake up and, you know, I'm such a mastermind. I don't even know what's in this film and that it's being talked about on my show. And Roger, who has nothing to do with any of this, is implicated as the big genius mastermind. And I'm just supposed to sit here and take it. So that's where I stand on that. So there you go. You know, the big secret conspiracy here is that there's no filter and that I am in charge of my own life. And I built InfoWars with the support of this broadcast. And we are the American people and we're changing the whole planet together. I would be ashamed to ever be involved with the CIA or the FBI or any of these groups.
Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19 lockdown. And now Democrat leaders are calling for people to be charged with attempted murder if they don't wear the masks of the symbols of slavery. And they've triggered their race riots around the country led by white, angry liberal academics and others. And now on top of it, the Democrats are officially saying, hey, Trump's going to try to steal the election and contest it. But then their internal wargaming documents come out with John Podesta at the very top with Kamala Harris and, of course, Joe Biden. And they're saying, oh, we think we're going to lose, but we're going to have the Democrat state secede, claiming that Joe Biden's won the popular vote, and we are then going to set up our own country and ask the military to remove Trump. This is officially in the New York Times. And I don't just believe the New York Times. I've been telling you for over a year, this is their plan from other statements they've made in the Atlantic Monthly, the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, and the Council on Foreign Relations. This is their plan. We've got 80 days left to stop it. What are you going to do? I'm serious, folks. This is the time to save the country. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover. Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here. When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
78 days. What an incredible time to be alive. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. All right, let's plow in to the really big news. When Roger Stone joins us next segment, I will get into all of his intel and his sources that are excellent on whether or not we're about to see widespread indictments. We've seen the beginning of it starting, and Trump said this is only the beginning that we are all about to witness. But let's get in to the latest COVID developments. New saliva-based COVID-19 test could be fast, cheap, game-changer, CNN. You read the type of test it is, it's the other basic test they've been using that give almost 90% false positives. So that'll create more hysteria, more fear. It's never about the death toll now. It's about the number of people that are infected. But once you get tens of millions that have been tested, then if they die in a car wreck or if they die of a heart attack, you get to count them. They go, oh, 1,200 a day dying from COVID, when tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands some days die in the United States. Yeah, we're 350 million people. Continuing, U.S. developing coronavirus strain for human challenge trials. What do you think they were developing at Wuhan under Bill and Melinda Gates with 11 different programs? The strains for human test in vaccines. It's patented. Look up Bill Gates Foundation funded COVID chimera viruses for vaccine trials. They've already done them on animals, and it says would work in humans. That's why they're skipping the animal trials, because they already did them. It's already been done. That's why Gates said, oh, there'll be a lot of illness with this new vaccine, because they already did it. They've already done it on animals and on humans in China. They had French and Japanese TV shows and Italian ones 3 years ago about, is it safe? They've got dangerous chimera viruses from bats at Wuhan under U.S. funding. In 2015, there were New Scientist articles about the scandal. And then we sit here and watch the guy over at Fauci telling us how to live our lives and telling us we never leave our houses again when he told us all these millions would be dead, but there aren't. And Tucker Carlson comes out and points that out. He says, oh, Tucker's the reason there's all this craziness. No, it isn't COVID causing the starvation and the depression. It isn't COVID. It's the lies about COVID that are doing it. So, U.S. developing coronavirus strain for human challenge trials. Think about that. More Americans go hungry amid coronavirus pandemic, census shows. But it's not the coronavirus that's doing it. It is the hysteria and the lies and the lockdown. And people say, man, the left's collapsing their states, their cities, because they work for the New World Order to collapse the whole country. You think they're just idiots that don't know how to run things. They know how to destroy things. It's a plan. They're like Terminators. They never give up. They never give in. Wall Street Journal reports that violent crime rises during pandemic as confidence in police takes hit. CNN. Violent crime explodes during the police getting defunded and the police being told not to respond and people being told to riot and kill and murder. But the article blames COVID and the police for the globalist economic depression and reset and martial law that comes out of it after Trump's removed, if they're successful. Oh, you want a police state? You're about to get one. So did you know CNN says COVID is Trump's fault and it's the police fault? Crime's exploding when the left says go out and attack. I mean, I've got footage pouring in of white people being shot, stabbed, murdered, lemonade stands being robbed by racist black men. And the media won't even show you what color they are. It leaks out on the internet to create a race war, folks. The media is instituting this and telling black people, go out and attack whites. It's pure evil. Local media recommends parents lie, trick kids into wearing face masks. We've got KVUE in Austin with the video piece. We have time, we'll play it later, saying be a superhero and lying to them and telling them it's good for them and that it protects them from a deadly virus that doesn't even affect children, when in truth, it stunts the children, messes up their teeth, and gives them hypoxia from not getting enough oxygen. I want to cover this a lot. Remember Google, Apple, Facebook and others all have plans on the board for smart cities where they start doming in buildings to say that they're these safe zones from outside pathogens and for future viral outbreaks. Denver, Toronto, Austin are already building these dome city areas. This shows China with a dome city and says how China controlled the coronavirus crisis, and said we've got to do like they did, Australia and now Spain. We've got to lock down whole cities and not let you even leave your house. And then our contact tracers will deliver you your food. You're being taught how to be totally dependent and have a depression so bad you never come out of it. And it shows them living in domed cities in China, where the communist elite live. Mystery masks from China arrive at Florida addresses unsolicited. Many of the masks, of course, are used. You see the Chi-Coms wiping their feet and their faces with them and loading them into packaging. Oh, yeah. Woman who has COVID-19 complications listens to death certificate, but family says she was never tested for it. Bald eagle attacks Michigan government drone. Fauci blames Tucker Carlson for coronavirus crazies. Michigan rejects more than 10,000 absentee ballots, including some from voters who died. The Daily Caller. But there's no election fraud. 40% of U.S. COVID-19 tests come back too late to be clinically meaningful, data shows. That's CNBC. But it's worse than that, because depending on the test, 60 to 90% are fake. This is big video I want to play later. Voiceless people are being tormented and done away with. This is criminal. New Yorker testifies to Governor Cuomo's COVID cover-up. Even though they tried to rig who could testify, the truth came out. It's over 10,000 dead, not 6,000. And they knew what they were doing, but wanted high death numbers. They knew only by sending folks with flu or pneumonia into nursing homes so they get a high kill rate and suck 52,000 plus out of each murder. That's called hitman money. That's good hitman money. They are the best hitmen for 52,000 grands. Multiple people arrested for not wearing masks at OC grocery store. Store manager locked them in and called the police. Illegal imprisonment. False imprisonment. All for their giant hoax. Philadelphia Police City Council organized a home gun check campaign where they come to your house to see your guns and then intimidate you to turn them in. That hadn't been done since Obama, and it's back. Let's continue. More Americans go hungry amid coronavirus pandemic. Census shows millions starving to death, but that's okay. It's all COVID's fault, but it's not COVID's fault. And after Roger Stone leaves us at the start of the next hour, I am going to get into this. A mad rush for the exits as New York City goes down the tubes. That dovetails the Daily Mail. Hollywood apocalypse. The rich and famous are fleeing in droves, but it's part of a larger plan. They intend to use the blue cities and states as black holes to suck the entire country down. We go bankrupt and we're broken up by the United Nations and put into global world receivership, similar to the Weimar Republic going into the Versailles Treaty. The UN actually admits that's the plan. This is how they conquer us from within. But we can resist. We can say no. Roger Stone, straight ahead. I'm cutting this ad on Wednesday, August 12, 2020. By this coming Sunday, this huge sale we've been running for the last week will have to end. The Reopen America Back to School Special, 50% off to 60% off all of our top bestsellers and double Patriot points. I have to end the sale because we're selling out of bodies at 50% off, Living Defense 50% off, Bazovi 50% off, Turbo Force 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion 50% off. Those are all very close to selling out. A bunch of other bestsellers we still have, but I will end this special on Sunday. We have a new great special coming up next week, but it's not as extensive or expansive. X2, the original, will be back in stock. It will be discounted, but it's not available yet. So this is a great sale. It funds the operation. They're great items. In crazy times like this, it's good to stock up. But whatever you do, keep spreading the word about InfoWars, because you are the modern voice. You are Paul Revere, and I salute you and thank you.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities, when you're the Speaker of the House, that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times. Having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity. You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation, with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live on this Sunday, August 16th, 2020, worldwide broadcast. Robert Trump, the younger brother of President Donald John Trump, has died a few days ago. And President Trump, put out a simple statement that he loved him very much, that he was his best friend, and that he hopes he rests in peace. We have seen vicious attacks on the president and his late brother. And we have seen the hashtag being allowed to trend on Twitter while the president censored they got the wrong Trump. But I thought I'd get Roger Stone on because he's a longtime friend of the president, but also was really good friends with Robert Trump, who everybody says was just an amazingly cool guy. And the media has also tried to spin how he died or where he died. Well, Roger also knows some of the personal family details. I don't know if he's going to get into that here today. He also wants to get into some big political news that is unfolding as well. So, Roger, thanks for spending time with us on one of your few days off.
Thank you, Alex. Only for this would I interrupt cocktail time on a Sunday evening. But I'm going to drink a toast to my friend Robert Trump, who I knew very, very well, because when I first became a consultant to Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, he was actually the individual that I reported directly to regarding some traffic pattern issues with the state of New Jersey that I was working on. He was a very good guy. He was easygoing. He sounded and looked a lot like his brother, who he worshipped, just as Donald worshipped his older brother, who, as you know, died tragically very young. Robert, left the family business because of an extremely sensitive heart condition And I think the doctors were somewhat amazed that he survived this long. He had some inoperable problem with his heart. He was a very decent man. He was a Christian man. He had a good sense of humor. I liked him a great deal. I was very sad to hear about his death. I know the president was very close to him. I think they spoke just about every day. So, it is a sad day. It is outrageous that the left is out there saying, oh, they got the wrong Trump. Who is they? God? God makes these decisions. It was Robert's time. God bless him. May he rest in peace.
I don't want to get into anything negative here, but it just shows the level the left's going to, how they're trending a hashtag saying the wrong Trump died. This is just really sickening evil.
Well, but it's certainly no different than what we've seen. The attacks on Melania Trump, in my opinion, the most cultured and gracious first lady since Jacqueline Kennedy. The attacks on Barron Trump, who is, a minor at this point. You'll recall tweets saying that, he should be turned over to for sex trafficking. The left is completely intolerant. They are the ones who are out of control with the threats of violence, with the actual violence. And I don't need to tell you, Alex, you predicted this years ahead of anyone. We have an active, organized, very well-funded socialist revolution going on in our streets. It coincides with some legitimate democratic protests, but it shouldn't be mistaken for that. They're taking advantage of a public health crisis to magnify its danger, to create political instability, to try yet again what they've now tried twice, actually four times, and failed to do, remove Donald Trump from the White House. They wanted to challenge him in the Electoral College. That's one. They failed. They wanted recounts in three states that he won narrowly. That failed. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Then they tried the Russian collusion hoax. That was an expensive, painful, but colossal failure. Then they tried the hastily pulled together Ukrainian hoax. That was just an embarrassment to them. And now they're trying to profit politically from the fallout of coronavirus. That is how desperate the globalists are to retake control of the country and to absolutely, and I'm not exaggerating, erase all of our constitutional liberties. Robert Trump was a patriot just like his brother. Robert Trump was a conservative Republican. They have a sister who served with great integrity on the federal bench, was a very, very respected federal judge. This is a family that has done more than their share for both charity and public service. As you know, Alex, and I say this whenever I talk around the country, Trump didn't need this job. He didn't need the acclaim or the name ID or the plane or the house or the status. This has cost him $2 billion off of his net worth. He's doing this for the country. He's doing this because he's a patriot.
That's right. They're saying just the last few months, they even have to admit he's lost $300 million. And so let's just say, bon voyage to Robert Trump. As his brother said, they will meet again in heaven. And we really appreciate him. We appreciate his whole family and what they've gone through, because you've gone through a lot, Roger. Trump's gone through a lot. I think it's fair to say the only person that's probably gone through as much as Trump or more has been you. I guess Seth Rich got killed, so I guess he paid more. There's been a lot of people paying in blood, sweat, and tears. I know we're happy to do it. The good news is we're starting to win, I think, but they can still snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. So as we get ready to go to break, let's spend 3-4 minutes on this. What's the Democrat playbook? What's the deep state playbook as they begin to have the indictments finally from Durham happen? We'll talk about next segment. But I mean, that's what Trump said. They're coming after me. They're not happy. They may try to take me out. I mean, he's really letting people know that he's in a death match here, isn't he?
It appears that way. But as you know, it's very difficult to read the tea leaves. First of all, let's not forget our wounded still on the battlefield. That would be General Michael Flynn. I mean, we now know indisputably that General Flynn committed no crime whatsoever, that his prosecutors, who are actually his persecutors, know that he committed no crime, that they withheld not only exculpatory evidence, but they also withheld proof that he was just politically targeted for non-legal but political reasons. it is outrageous that the judge in the D.C. Circuit has refused to dismiss his charges now that we know they're fraudulent. And he continues to waste time and money. I happen to know firsthand that the general's legal expenses just over the last 30 days were more than $1 million. Michael Flynn is a genuine war hero. He's not just a patriot. He's an individual of incredible personal bravery. Read his history. This guy is the real deal. He's a
and let's understand something. It's now coming out that people they knew that were working for the CIA who talked to Russians under their job, that the Justice Department was saying they were Russian agents burning our own people just in an attempt to find somebody who was talking to Russians. And it turns out Comey knew this. I mean, this is criminal espionage against the national security of our country, burning people that are assets who are investigating Russians. And because people in the CIA are penetrating the Russians, turning that around and saying that they are Russian agents, that is beyond criminal.
That's exactly what happened here. They knew when they used Carter Page as the poster child to justify their Russian collusion surveillance, that he was actually working for the Central Intelligence Agency and had been reporting on his contacts with the Russians. So this fellow Kleinsmith that they have indicted, this is like indicting Hunt and Liddy for Watergate, okay? This is the lowest level. Who gave Kleinsmith his orders? Who was it that told him to do this? Was it Andrew Weissman? Because Weissman is out today publicly in The Hill, a publication, saying that Kleinsmith shouldn't be prosecuted and comparing his case to the Flynn case. Now, there's a big difference. Flynn is wrongfully accused and he pled guilty under extraordinary.
By the way, come back and talk about that, but just let the richness of that sink in. The very group that persecuted Flynn is now using the fact that he's been exonerated as the reason they shouldn't get in trouble when it's all part of the same persecution. I mean, this is just next level. Roger Stone is here with us, exonerated. All the frauds come out, but they're still trying to destroy him as well, and they're trying to destroy us. But we're together, folks. We're stronger than ever. But with 78 days out, we're going to talk about the election. We're going to talk about the new film that Roger's a big part of. Straight ahead.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Nancy Pelosi, Eric Holder, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on from there, have all gone on national TV and have all gone on the internet and have been in the pages of the New York Times that they're wargaming, contesting the election. When they lose, they know there's a landslide. If they're unable to steal it, they're planning to contest it and have Democrat blue states secede and hold their own treasonous inauguration for Joe Biden and the other puppet Kamala Harris. This has now been announced. And they're going to use race war and rioting as the cover to try to drive Trump from office. The Democratic Party, the Chi-Coms, the deep state are using Black Lives Matter funded by Soros as their cover to claim that if you resist their attempts at creating artificial riots and martial law, that you're a racist. When in truth, an old Nazi collaborator, George Soros, created Black Lives Matter along with Antifa. America's fighting for its life, but we will win.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
You can really break civilizations down into two types: predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, to say we're living in historic and epic times is an understatement. It is 2020. The year is already halfway over, and it is not disappointing in any way. It is crazy. And the word is, this is just to get wilder after this. Roger Stone is here with us. Here's some of the headlines at InfoWars.com. Report: many more indictments expected in Durham's Obamagate investigation. And here it is. Trump reacts to FBI lawyer guilty plea. That's just the beginning, talking about Kevin Kleinsmith, that, again, is like getting G. Gordon Liddy and some of the low-level guys to get Nixon. Is former FBI Assistant Director Bill Pinstrip next to be brought to justice? And then it gets into Justice Kavanaugh rules against George Soros connected Open Society, because they are actually saying keep sex trafficking legal, and they want to lower the age of consent. I'm telling you, man, I tell you, this George Soros is evil. So that's good news to see that on that front. I know we've heard a lot from Durham. We've, you know, heard that they're going to supposedly finally take action. You've got your ear to the ground, Roger. What's the word you're hearing? Because you're one of the victims of this criminal group that tried to run a coup against America.
Well, Alex, it is it's an open question in my mind. In other words, I know a lot of conservatives and a lot of people who love liberty are very optimistic and hopeful that Attorney General Barr and Special Counsel Durham are going to bring the perps to justice regarding the greatest single abuse of power in the history of our country. I mean, these people, including Joe Biden, use the full authority of the U.S. government and the extraordinary capabilities for surveillance of our intelligence agencies for the strictly political purpose of spying on the Republican candidate for president, and then used the fruits of what they knew was fabricated evidence to defraud the FISA courts in an effort to take out the president in a coup d'etat. It is nothing less than that. But I would point out to you that the week that I was unjustly convicted in a D.C. court, the prosecutor in my case, J.P. Cooney, the new prosecutor who reports to Bill Barr, announced that very week that there would be no prosecution for Andrew McCabe, the number two man at the FBI, who could have and should have been charged with crimes far more serious than the fabricated charges that they posted.
So you're not holding your breath. You think they may burn some low-level people, but none of the kingpins.
And not only that, but my prediction is this will come after the election. Now, I know you're not supposed to say this, that the results of the investigation could be greatly affected by who is elected. Does anybody doubt that Joe Biden would pardon all of his co-conspirators in Russiagate? Let's be very clear. The vice president talks about being in the room when all the big decisions were made. He's absolutely right.
And let's be clear. Nobody talks about that. Their back's against the wall. They're coming in with all her baggage, Kamala Harris. Why have they picked her?
Well, I think for several reasons. First of all, Biden, I think, politically backed himself into a corner. He not only pledged to select a woman, but he committed to select a woman of color. That left him with a very small pool of women who, from a public point of view, would be perceived as having the stature to be president. It doesn't mean that he didn't have some quality people from a left-wing point of view, but not credible. Kamala Harris is a reliable deep stater. Here's the irony. At the same time they're talking about defending the cops, they have nominated the ultimate cop. She's a cop for the deep state. Let's look at her record as the district attorney in Oakland. Let's look at her record as attorney.
When she knew people were innocent and they had the DNA test, she'd block it. I mean, she's a monster.
Yes, but the question is, Alex, where's the Trump campaign? I'm not hearing them.
And that's why you really wanted to come on today. You wanted to talk about Robert Trump, but also your friend and how great he was. But also, you think the Trump campaign's got big problems. I mean, not the president, but the campaign. So lay it on the president. I know he's listening to you.
Well, look, I think that the president is the greatest communicator in Republican history. Give him the ammunition, and he knows better than anyone else how to use it. But Kamala Harris is a public policy disaster if you're any kind of civil libertarian. She's not a liberal. She's a statist.
And you're the guy that worked with Trump, not Jared Kushner. You were on record 20 years ago for the decriminalization of marijuana and not having these minimum sentences and getting nonviolent black folks out of jail. So Trump's actually gotten black folks out of jail. Kamala Harris keeps innocent black people and white people in jail when she knows they're innocent. He should just be blowing the living snot out of her politically with that, right? He should have all guns, boom, boom, boom. But we're not seeing a BB gun fired at her politically.
That's it. Look, I give Jared Kushner credit. I mean, he followed through on an issue that I felt strongly about for a long time, both he and Kim Kardashian. It doesn't matter about credit. The president has done the right thing. You just summed it up better than I could have. This comparison needs to be now. When they chose Kamala Harris, my reaction was, yes, I was delighted. She's perfect. She's exactly like Joe Biden, incarcerating innocent black people or black people who are convicted of minor nonviolent crimes. This is an outrageous policy. She has supported it without reservation.
And now she's trying to cause a race war and saying white people are inherently bad. What she is a total phony.
Well, chuckling about when she was smoking dope and listening, to Snoop Dogg, when in fact, if you check the dates, Snoop Dogg wasn't even out when she was in college. But how come it's okay for her to snicker about smoking marijuana? At the same time, she's locking up four defenseless black people who are not violent criminals and don't deserve long-term incarceration. This is the key issue to this campaign, and the president needs to hit it very hard.
No, I agree. But even though he's not, for whatever reason, when it's so obvious, wow, I see the polls, even the skewed ones. This 30, 40, 50% of black folks are saying they're going to vote for Trump now because of Kamala. Why did they know that she was polling at 1% with black people when she was in the primary. Why the hell would they pick the most unpopular person that black people reject as a phony?
Because she's a dependable member of the deep state, because she will deliver whatever it is the Soros has won. I'm sure you saw the photograph of she and
Alexander.
Son. Yeah, exactly. Public enemy number two, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, he's already stepped in. As you know, he's already running the whole show. So basically they're saying, and he endorsed her. So this is who we wanted. We've got her. And so they just think, here's the thing. Even CNN said, the word is Biden will step down, as we've been saying for months, you've been saying, as a placeholder. He will step down in a few months if he's elected, and she will be our president. My goodness.
I don't necessarily agree with that scenario, other than to say that he's in such frail health, you'll never convince him to step away. He's wanted this his whole life. It's now dropped into his lap, but he clearly does not have the stamina or the fortitude to finish the job. I would not be shocked if they tell us, you know, several months into his term that the president died in his sleep or that, he has to resign. He'll never voluntarily.
No, you're right. They're going to Woodrow Wilson his ass.
That's entirely possible. Most folks don't understand that, but Woodrow Wilson suffered a debilitating stroke, which his chief of staff and his wife kept a secret from all the members of his cabinet, all the members of the Supreme Court, and the American public. And Edith Galt Wilson was your first woman president. She ran the country for the balance of his term. The media was very different in those days, so you could conceal a secret like this. My friends who are Democrats, and believe it or not, I have many of them, they know Joe Biden is inherently weak as a candidate. They needed somebody, anybody, to block Bernie Sanders. They knew Sanders was another McGovern, that he was an electoral disaster. And they know that even the actuarial tables would indicate that Joe Biden probably doesn't finish a first term. That's why they needed a dependable agent of the deep state, somebody who will take orders, somebody who agrees with their agenda. She's ideal from that point of view.
All right, Roger. Our sites are band.video and infowars.com and newswars.com. Now on Twitter, when we send out a band.video link, when anybody does, when you do, they put a little link saying, this may be dangerous, don't click it. That's actually increasing the clicks. So I want to thank Twitter for that. But where's the best site for people? Because you've been banned everywhere as well. You're on Parler. But where can people go find the authentic Roger Stone when they see a story against you? You're not allowed to respond other than places like this. So it's more important than ever that people actually go to the URL.
StoneColdTruth.com is still the best place to go. Now, remember, I was banned from posting anything whatsoever there, even restaurant reviews during my trial. But now that the president, in an act of both mercy and justice, commuted my sentence, I am back to the StoneColdTruth.com, where I'm giving weekly political commentary.
And so here's the deal. You're traveling, you're giving interviews every day, you're giving speeches, you're back in the game for the American people in the world 2020. People can find all of it right there. We'll do five more minutes on Millie Weaver's arrest and Shadowgate, the film that you're in. We'll talk about that when we come back. Then we have a lady that's in the film, I think it's a great lady, exposing the deep state. And what she's been talking to Millie in jail today in Ohio. She'll have the latest. Hour number two, straight ahead.
I'm cutting this ad on Wednesday, August 12, 2020. By this coming Sunday, this huge sale we've been running for the last week will have to end. The Reopen America Back to School Special, 50% off to 60% off all of our top bestsellers and double Patriot points. I have to end the sale because we're selling out of bodies at 50% off, Living Defense 50% off, Bazo 50% off, Turbo Force 50% off, Vitamin Infusion 50% off. Those are all very close to selling out. A bunch of other bestsellers we still have, but I will end this special on Sunday. We have a new great special coming up next week, but it's not as extensive or expansive. X2, the original, will be back in stock. It will be discounted, but it's not available yet. So this is a great sale. It funds the operation. They're great items. In crazy times like this, it's good to stock up. But whatever you do, keep spreading the word about InfoWars, because you are the modern voice. You are Paul Revere, and I salute you and thank you.
Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19 lockdown, and now Democrat leaders are calling for people to be charged with attempted murder if they don't wear the masks of the symbols of slavery. And they've triggered their race riots around the country, led by white, angry liberal academics and others. And now on top of it, the Democrats are officially saying, hey, Trump's going to try to steal the election and contest it. But then their internal wargaming documents come out with John Podesta at the very top, with Kamala Harris and, of course, Joe Biden. And they're saying, oh, we think we're going to lose, but we're going to have the Democrat state secede, claiming that Joe Biden's won the popular vote, and we are then going to set up our own country and ask the military to remove Trump. This is officially in the New York Times. And I don't just believe the New York Times. I've been telling you for over a year, this is their plan from other statements they've made in the Atlantic Monthly, the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, and the Council on Foreign Relations. This is their plan. We've got 80 days left to stop it. What are you going to do? I'm serious, folks. This is the time to save the country.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So Friday, Millie Weaver's like, hey, I want you to get this guy in studio that's in my film. I hadn't seen her film called Shadowgate. I sponsor them. So when I say they're a contractor, I'm not distancing myself from them. They do their own thing. I mean, I might talk to Millie once a week, or she sends me an article. I send her articles that I'd like her to tweet out. And I think she does a great job. I like Millie. I've known Millie 8 years. Then they put out this movie, Shadowgate, that I don't know about until she's been arrested and charged with family violence and destroying a cell phone, which is way overblown. So then it looks like, oh my God, they're trying to cover up what's happened with their film. And then the last thing she said is, this guy's in town, he's in my film, he wants to be on. So the guy's at the door, he comes in and he goes, yeah. And so I've got him here in studio, and I go, okay, who runs it? And during the break he goes, Roger Stone. I go, sorry, Roger Stone can't hardly make his Skype work. Now, I like Roger, but he's about as technical as I am. He works with Manafort and General Joes. I go, he hadn't worked for Manafort in 20 plus years. I said, I know. I was trying to get him to get Manafort on during the campaign. He said, well, I talked to him every once in a while. We're still friends, but I haven't done business with him in decades. So we're not attacking the film, and I want to get her out of jail. And we got Tori, who's her friend in the film, very nice lady who's been on before and exposed election fraud in Kentucky. We're going to have him on. But, you know, when you're in a film and the guy's there and he goes, yeah, your partner, Roger Stone, he runs it all. So, Roger, you hadn't let me in on the secret here. But then I said this morning, talking to some of these folks, I said, I want to see him with General Jones. I want to see him with Hayden. I want to see him running ShadowNet. It's not true. So we're not attacking the film. It's a small part of it. But, I mean, my God, Roger, I didn't know you ran everything. Tell me about it.
Yeah, no, look, Alex, I get blamed when it rains. When it rains, oh, that's Roger Stone. Let's be very clear. I like Millie. I've always had a good relationship with Millie. I think she's a great reporter. This fellow, Patrick Berge, approached me several times regarding this story, which I can tell you nothing about. Yes, I was partners with Paul Manafort 30 years ago. I haven't done business with he or Rick Davis in 30 years. The allegation is that Paul Manafort, Rick Davis, and John McCain were somehow investors in some surveillance tool that Berge knows about. You know, that even may be true. But it has nothing to do with me. To say that I'm manipulating surveillance for the deep state, I would suggest to you that the experience I've just been through kind of disproves all of that. So Patrick Berge seemed like a good guy to me. He had an intelligence background. He seemed like a patriot. But in this case, he's barking up the wrong tree. This is McCarthyite-type association. Sure, I know Manafort. I recommended him to run the convention. Why? Because he's the best single national Republican convention operative.
And he got rewarded with prison. I love this whole QS type deal where it's all these shadowy groups connected to Brennan, and we just listen to them because they're wearing a leather jacket with 45 on it. We're like, oh God, you came off the street. And then meanwhile, oh, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, even Trump, they're all bad, but we're good. And again, I'm not even attacking the film. It does some good work in it. It's just to not see something and then learn, hey, your partner runs it all. Well, that's asinine, Roger. And you're not my partner, but I'm not distancing myself from you. It's just not true. And I'm told you told this guy when he came to your events that you hadn't worked with Manafort in forever. You didn't know General Jones. Oh, tell me about Hayden. You supposedly worked for Hayden, too.
I mean, Mike Hayden, first of all, I think Mike Hayden is one of the most evil villains in the deep state. I've met the guy one time in my life because he was on the same show as I was with Bill Maher. And basically, we had words in the green room, and they weren't friendly words. Maybe you've read my book, The Bush Crime Family. I'm not down with the Bush criminals, status criminals, and Hayden is among the worst of them. I think Hayden's company was actually involved in selecting the jurors for the larger juror pool in my recent lynching in the D.C. court
system. Well, that's right. I mean, bottom line, we're not mad at any of these people. Maybe they just believe delusional stuff. The problem is that you're the big target, and to say you're the king of the deep space is a total joke. So stay right there. We're going to do a few more minutes on this.
The United Nations and the National Institutes of Health with the CDC are publicly conducting a 4,000-person study, spending tens of millions of dollars at Yale on 15 ways to brainwash the public into taking inoculations, basically squeezing you and forcing you to take them through guilt, through fines, through not being able to go into stores, not being able to get on airplanes or have jobs. This is forced inoculations. It's public. Gateway Pundit wrote about it last week. David Knight wrote about it this week. Stories up on Infowars.com. So people say, oh, I'll just wear a mask. It's never going to end. That's just the sign of submission. Fauci admits that. Next is the contact tracing and the apps on your phones and the inoculations. That is a DNA vaccine that changes your DNA. This isn't a science fiction movie. It's happening right now. Compliance is death. Compliance is annihilation. Wake up. Wake up.
Jones, your host. Roger Stone is our guest. And one of the biggest stories since Friday is Millie Weaver, who's a great person. We've been funding and supporting her journalism with no strings attached for 8 years. And she said she's making this film Shadowgate about some of the ways they manipulate the media. And I was aware of some of that particular system, though I was telling her about larger apparatuses that we were exposing, like Obama's act he put into law before he left office, Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act that they used to call everybody Russians. And so then she's trying to come on the show Friday. She gets arrested in Ohio. The police are very unprofessional, don't even know who they're arresting. People think that's fake. They think I staged it for a film I have not seen, I don't own, I'm not part of. Again, then they go, hey, there's a guy at the door that's in it. Wow, at my door. He comes in. I go, okay, I guess if you know what's going on, I'll have you on. And I learned Roger Stone is the kingpin. So I've never had something make me think I'm in an alternate dimension like this. This has done it. Millie's a good person, a good mom, okay? She's got two children. They went. They grabbed her. The CPS is trying to take her kids at 10 a.m. tomorrow. They've got an arraignment at 11 a.m. over an argument with her mom and a broken cell phone 3 months ago, and her mom admits that. So I don't know why they're grabbing him and doing this other than they may have been conned by the deep state. They kept trying to, like, they wouldn't release it. They said, you got to have this guy in your office first. You got to have this guy in your office first. As soon as he gets in, we'll show you the film. And then we get him in here. We're like, okay. And it's like, Roger Stone, Roger Stone. And I'm not saying the police were part of this to hype it up. I just don't know, because maybe it's a coincidence that the cops on a three-month-old complaint went and charged them with all this crap, her husband and her husband's brother. So I think they're being set up. I'm not sure by who, Roger. What do you think's really going on here?
Well, I want to reiterate, I like Millie. I think she's an honest person. I'm concerned about her in prison. I'm praying for her. I hope it all works out. I have no animus for her. I think perhaps she and her husband bought into some incorrect information. I don't know General Jones from Adam's cat. I've never met him. I've never done business with him. I, for all I know, he's your cousin because you have the same last name. There's a new conspiracy theory. And I've never had any stock or interest or involvement in this company that, frankly, I never heard of or really focused on until today. And while I do know Paul Manafort, we haven't been partners or done business together for over 30 years.
And explain why. You got up this morning. You're on Parler now. Got a lot of followers. Plug that. You said you had over 100 messages saying, oh, you run the deep state. It's crazy.
I ran the deep state. Why did they try to send me to a COVID-19 infested prison a month ago now where I would face certain death? I think people understand that I'm deeply committed to Donald Trump and to his presidency and to reelecting him, which is still entirely doable. While the Country Club Republicans run off for the high grass and they're wringing their hands, there's nothing to be concerned about. He can win. He will win. Certain things have to happen. But my faith is in the president. And I think I've established my credentials as an anti-globalist, anti-establishment.
Your bona fides are 100%.
So I think this is a distraction. But I'm worried about Millie. I like Millie. She's a good person. She's a patriot. I think she may have been misled in this case. But I can assure you, I know nothing whatsoever about this. And Michael Hayden and General Jones, these guys are deep state criminals. I know.
Well, remember what Trump said about me. Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you or your audience down. And what did he say? I came on because of Roger Stone. I trust Roger Stone. I know you're both doing a great job. We have the president's endorsement, but we're not trustworthy according to the internet operation that's run by the deep state to discredit us because they know our message is key with swing state voters. That's why we're targeted continually as supposedly to the point of I'm sponsoring content that I give people total freedom on, and then I wake up and we're the bad guys in it. I've been totally chumped. And I'll admit it. I got to really think about this. I want Millie to get out of jail. I want all this to, I want to understand. But I think whoever ran this did do all this and did get her arrested right when this operation was happening to give this full push against you, buddy. They really don't like you.
Well, except for involving me, looping my name in, even inaccurately, blows this story up, you know, 9 times. I mean, Alex, this isn't my choice, but I'm the most dangerous person in America on the American
By the way, you're not exaggerating. So we got a few minutes left, and I'm going to let you, so you got to get that dinner, that great Italian gravy you got going that made me salivate when I saw the Man Cow video of all the veal and just split in the garlic. Please don't torture me. But just, I've got to come out there and eat some more of it. But seriously, let's shift gears from the distraction. We know you're under attack, you're over the target. Tell Trump what he needs to do. What do we need to do right now?
Look, Kamala Harris is the best news I've ever had. For Democrats who say she is Trump's worst nightmare, that's wrong. She's a match set with Joe Biden. Nobody's incarcerated more poor, nonviolent black people than Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Make them answer for it. Don't let them run away from it. That's their record. You want to defund the cops? She is the cop. She's the ultimate cop. The president's economy is floating back. Here's the irony. Despite COVID-19 and the pandemic, the underlying program of Donald Trump to cut taxes and cut regulation is still working. These last 3 months' job reports are out of sight. I mean, they're far bigger than anybody expected. So
that's right. Their attempt to smother the economy is failing. So what do you think they're going to pull out of their quiver of arrows next, or are they out of bullets?
Look, they are capable of anything. And this is going to be a very difficult period. Anybody who tries to say, oh, I know what's going to happen this November, is wrong, because we don't know the result. There's a very good chance this could be like the year 2000 with a muddled result, where the Democrats steal it and claim that they won it, and where we know we won it and claim it, and then we have an epic clash. Hopefully that clash is nonviolent and it's in the courts. But there are a lot of American patriots that I know who aren't going to let their constitutional liberties just be frittered away by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We've already seen this in the mask fiasco. People I talk to, and I'm now traveling again, they resent being required to wear a mask because the projections have turned out not to be true. Had the projections been true, they're good citizens. They care about the health of their neighbors and their friends. But I think that we are being hoaxed, not in the sense that coronavirus is not real. It's very real. It's very dangerous. But I think vulnerability is far more limited than the scientists are telling us, so they can use this as a political opportunity.
Well, Roger, what you have is a good instinct for politics, good old-fashioned truth and justice. That's why they hate you. And that's why every time we're the target, because they want to discredit us with the base, because they know we've got our finger on the pulse and know how to defeat the New World Order. So I really appreciate your time. I got to fly out to Florida and see you before the election ends. We got to pull some stunts. We got to go to Congress again. I met you like 8 years ago at a JFK event in Dallas, but I only got to know you about 5 years ago. You're a really good friend, and the deep state really has harassed me for even associating with you. But I know you've been harassed for being associated with me. But I just want to say I love knowing you, and I love knowing your wife and your son and your daughter and your grandkids and all of you. You're a great American, brother, and I just really appreciate you. And when I go to sleep at night as a red-blooded American, I feel good knowing Roger Stone's out there.
Well, we just need to ask the InfoWarriors to keep praying for our president, for his family, for our Constitution, for our country, for patriots like Alex Jones, for me and my family. I am living proof that prayer works. Living proof. God Almighty spared my life for some greater purpose. And when he's ready to reveal it to me, he will. And
Roger, let me say this, because you look, I'm really stressed out. You look 20 years younger since you re-accepted Christ as your Savior, even during the, and now you look rejuvenated, energized. This is beautiful. After all you've been through.
Because I think the fight over the future of our country and Western civilization is coming up. And God has a role in mind for me and for you, Alex, and for every American. And he'll reveal that to us when he is ready, because it is his plan. I know that there are liberals all over laughing at us, mocking us. Oh, yeah, their belief in Jesus Christ. What a joke. What a head fake. What a ploy. What a con job. I don't care what they say. He knows what's in our hearts, Alex. He knows. So I do battle for the Lord, and I'm ready when he reveals to me what it is he wants me to do to save this nation. I'm praying on it. I'm thinking on it. I don't really care what liberal elitist pukes think of it. I'm ready to fight. We will fight to the bitter end.
Oh, Roger Stone on fire for Jesus. Thank you, Roger. Stay with us. Bye-bye, Roger.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever. And forced inoculations are coming. And they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score. And the UN is the boss. And anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover. Incrementalism. The inchworm effect, successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen,
We must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want to be 100% clear. The fact that I was with Roger Stone earlier criticizing one of the people in the excellent film that Millie Weaver has put out has nothing to do with Millie Weaver, nothing to do with somebody in the film we disagree with. Overall, I think the film's a great film, Shadowgate. And I'm sad she got arrested with her husband and her husband's brother in Ohio on what we believe are overblown fake charges. Her mother's come out, who was the original complainant, and said that they're basically overblown charges and she wants it dropped. But there is always the silver lining of any cloud. This has made her film, which I never saw until this already broke Friday, because it wasn't uploaded until we were already on the air, very big. I mean, I haven't checked it since I was getting ready for the show about 2 hours ago, about an hour before we went live. But it had like almost 2 million views on YouTube and a bunch of other views and 600,000 views on band.video. And these are real groups and real organizations and real systems. I think the film overblows the one tool, you know, ShadowNet, that's just some project to kind of monitor an open source internet deal. My God, the Pentagon has its global brain. You've got Apple, Facebook, Twitter. They've got all their big AI systems. You've got China's big AI system, Israel's AI system. To me, that's the big enchilada. But I get they kind of built the film around the one whistleblower or DOD guy. When I first heard she was being arrested and saw the video after I was already on air, I thought, well, surely it's a Julian Assange deal for what she said or what she did. But then I was told, no, there's nothing secret in the film. And later I watched it, there really wasn't. I was just shocked when, the guy that is in the film, he's at your door. And then he comes in and tells me Roger Stone is the kingpin of all of it. Because he's with General Jones, which isn't true. There's no proof of that. So I'm not putting the film down, just the thing at the heart of it's there. So then you have her being arrested. This is something where I scratch my head. I can't figure out what's going on here. I feel like I'm being played. I don't think by Millie. I don't think by Tory. I don't think, because I've had Tory on over a year ago, election fraud stories that were great, very accurate. I don't know. And then there she is right there. I don't know what's going on here, but she's got CPS trying to take her kids at 10 a.m. tomorrow in Portage County. At least we've crossed the bridge that she is arrested. There's an image that Tori shot when she was video conferencing this morning. But I've never been involved in something this crazy where I can't figure it out. Because imagine, she's arrested. There's a guy at your door who's in the film. You don't even know he's going to be there. He walks in and says, your partner runs it all. And then I'm not supposed to respond to that. That is like, whoa. I mean, that is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Because, again, I'm just funding all these great journalists and reporters, many by name, many not by name, let them do whatever they want because I believe in them. So I think Millie's a great person, but I think there's a psyop at the core of this. So we'll talk about it. It's definitely a brain teaser here. What is your role, Tori? Because I don't want to get it wrong. A consultant, you're in the film. I know you co-host shows with her a lot. What is your role in this? And then what do you think's going on 48 hours into this fiasco right now?
So, Alex, people like me really don't exist. Information collected has been done over time. Patrick Berge is something that I had them bring in later to reinforce because I've been watching.
I agree. I like most of the film. I'm saying there's no proof that Roger Stone runs the global psyop with General Jones.
I never said that. That's
no, no. I agree. But can you imagine? I'm here on air and the guy's telling me this.
Well, so you have to understand that Patrick is a guy that builds networks. He can build the skiff in my bedroom within like 5 minutes. You know, his motorcycle can be a skiff.
Well, good. So he can show me where Roger Stone works with General Jones.
Oh, no, he can't, because he doesn't understand the dynamic of integrated systems and sales and contracting. So, and that's okay. We don't all have to agree. And that shouldn't take away the message from this film.
Yeah, I'm worried about Millie, but here's the deal. Because Roger left Manafort's firm 30 plus years ago. And mm-hmm. so then Manafort did a contract once with somebody who later did a contract, who did a contract, doesn't mean we're all under General Jones's control. That's all I'm saying.
And you're 100% right. But it was General Jones that dragged them into the Mueller investigation. That's the point.
Okay, so how's Millie doing right now?
Okay, so Millie, she's flustered. Obviously, it's jail, so it's not nice. But we had some developments this morning at the county jail that were really shocking. The point of contact that is coordinating the lawyers, and we finally got them, lawyers, you know, was talking with Gavin, and we were looking to find this CPS suit. I was the only one that had it, but obviously it's sealed, so I'm not supposed to have this stuff. So the lawyers couldn't find it, but Gavin had it because they have to serve the parents. So he showed it on camera, showed him that, you know, this is what it says. And immediately the administrator of the jail shut it down because he was showing documents that were given to him upon entry. So they shut it down and disallowed Gavin to have video calls again on their authority because they felt like it. And all he did was show the document, which is great because the person on the other end, Matt, was able to actually take pictures of it so that way we can locate the place and where it is. So that way tomorrow we can actually take the children there and, you know, have lawyers there and get that done, because it's so odd that they're having that hearing before their arraignment.
No, I totally agree with you. And I talked to one of the guys you put me in contact with. He's a great guy, family friend. He was explaining that the deputies were heard saying, we're going to get foster parents. We're taking their kids away. So this is terrible news.
Well, that's why the first thing I did on Friday was try to figure out what's going on with the kids and if they were wards of the state. And I was telling the attorneys, look, they're wards of the state. They said, no, there's no documentation. I said, look, you know, nothing's on the system. It's juvenile. If you don't have access, I'm telling you it's there. And they didn't see it until Gavin showed it. And the minute he started to show documents on the screen, they shut it down. And
I agree with you. The charges are in the newspaper now. They say it's sealed. But the mother's like, they broke my cell phone. We had an argument. I'd come out there. I left. We had a fight. I went back to California. They shouldn't be charged with all these felonies over a broken cell phone and an argument with your mom. So I agree they're being messed with. Who's behind that then? Because, I mean, I can't put the pieces together, man. Like they're making a film. I don't know about it. They don't want to release it till a guy comes to my office. The film gets released. They're arrested. A dude's in my office saying Roger Stone masterminds everything with no proof. That's the only reason I bring that in is I want that. This is bizarre. I mean, I can't even begin to figure this out.
It is very bizarre. Here's what's even more bizarre. So I spoke with Gavin on the telephone today, and what he confirmed to me shocked me. On July 20th is the date, because he got the documents. You know, Gavin's all about paperwork. Was July 20th. July 20th, the grand jury returned an indictment. Now, something that people don't know is that July 20th was the original release date, but unfortunately, the file was corrupt. And so what happened is, since it was corrupt, it had to be done again. So then it was delayed again. And that was fine because Millie wanted to add more things, put a few things in there. And because their internet.
So what are you saying? You think they're under surveillance and they think somehow the publishing of the film is the crime and some higher group is manipulating them, like WikiLeaks? Because that's what even Robert Barnes, who's a really smart lawyer I respect, he said this looks like Assange, where they said it was battery, where they said it was robbery, you know, because that's the kind of thing they do. They'll use a local government to do it as a cover.
Wait, Alex, it gets weirder. So they couldn't even put the film together online. So that's that. But here's where it gets weird.
Stay there. We got to go to break. No, she was telling me because I'm like, okay, Millie, another report. Great. She's like, no, this is really important. So I'm like, okay, well, tell me. Well, I can't tell you about it. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
I'm cutting this ad on Wednesday, August 12, 2020. By this coming Sunday, this huge sale we've been running for the last week will have to end. The Reopen America Back to School Special, 50% off to 60% off all of our top bestsellers, and
double Patriot points. I have to end the sale because we're selling out of bodies at 50% off, Living Defense 50% off, Bazo 50% off, Turbo Force 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion 50% off. Those are all very close to selling out. A bunch of other bestsellers we still have, but I will end this special on Sunday. We have a new great special coming up next week, but it's not as extensive or expansive. X2, the original, will be back in stock. It will be discounted, but it's not available yet. So this is a great sale. It funds the operation. They're great items. In crazy times like this, it's good to stock up. But whatever you do, keep spreading the word about InfoWars because you are the modern voice. You are Paul Revere, and I salute you and thank you.
Nancy Pelosi, Eric Holder, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on from there, have all gone on national TV and have all gone on the internet and have been in the pages of the New York Times that they're wargaming, contesting the election. When they lose, they know there's a landslide. If they're unable to steal it, they're planning to contest it and have Democrat blue states secede and hold their own treasonous inauguration for Joe Biden and the other puppet Kamala Harris. This has now been announced. And they're going to use race war and rioting as the cover to try to drive Trump from office. The Democratic Party, the Chi-Coms, the deep state are using Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, as their cover to claim that if you resist their attempts at creating artificial riots and martial law, that you're a racist. When in truth, an old Nazi collaborator, George Soros, created Black Lives Matter along with Antifa. America's fighting for its life, but we will win. This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times. Having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity. You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation, with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
History, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took.
Oh, you're a Democrat.
But I do know that
you love the New World Order. All right, so Tori is a lady that does a show with Millie Weaver, who was arrested right as she was releasing a online documentary, Shadowgate, which I think overall is a good film. It has a guest in it that postulates something with no evidence is not true. But the overall Operation Mockingbird and government agencies manipulating media, that's 100% true. So I like the film overall. Then everybody asks, well, why is Millie Weaver arrested? I mean, I've got all these famous people calling me, texting me, what's happening, what's going on? Well, her mother has come out and said 3 months ago she filed a complaint. She came to visit during the COVID collapse from California, wanted to live there, got in an argument. Her phone got broken in the argument.
She got thrown out of the house. She called the police. Later, she tried to drop the charges. And 3 months later, they come and grab her and her husband and his brother. And now they're in jail. And so there was an arrest. Like I told you on Friday, it wasn't made up to promote a film. Oh, Jones is doing this to promote a film. No, that's not what was going on. I think the film was done for a while. They were just waiting and kept tinkering with it. So I think the arrest finally got it out. It's really what happened. But Tori, you were getting into the weirdness of all of this. And I mean, this is a huge story right now. Shadowgate on your YouTube's got like 2 million views last time I checked. It's on band.video. It's up there. Got 600,000 views. So the film's getting seen. I think it overall has a good message. Like you said, you're one of the main people, Millie. The evidence is great. It's a well-done film. I'm not putting the guy down that, you know, says with no evidence that Roger Stone is the commander of everything. It's not true. It's just not shown. But that just because there's one thing in a film, you know, doesn't mean it's overall not a good film. We just have to obviously say that that's not true. So what do you think the big story really is here?
Well, okay. So I don't think that's what Bergie meant, but anyway, here's the thing. When we were working on this for a very long time, as you know, she's been dropping a lot of this stuff over the past few months from the Kentucky elections. That came straight to her, probably because they knew that she was working with me on that, because I had gone up against the elections again with the election meddling back in 2016. So, you know, all of this was unfolding. And like you said, we were tweaking it. We were adding, we were putting. Now, July 20th was the day we were really, she was going to drop it. But, you know, then the file corrupted. And then after that, her internet was just not working at all. It was snail movement. So everything had to be edited offline. So the minute she connected to the internet, right, that is when she ceded the file to me and started to upload. That's when the police knocked on the door. That's when they were coming. And, you know, I warned her last week after she dropped the trailer. I said, look, if you don't drop this within the next few days, there's going to be issues, because they're all going to start bringing in Edward Snowden into the picture so they can get hold of the narrative. She says, no. And what do we see? A lot of Edward Snowden coming into the picture, because it's so predictable when you've created these programs and these operations to just see it. So behold.
I think Edward Snowden should be given a pardon. And I think Julian Assange should as well.
Julian Assange is not the same as Snowden. Julian Assange is a journalist. He shouldn't even be in jail. And period, end of story. He should have been in the U.S. If anyone ever looks at the actual indictment against Julian Assange, they know it has no legs in court. Absolutely no legs.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that. So, go back to Roger, though, because Roger's been persecuted a lot. He got over 100 Parler messages watching the film and watching what happened on my show Friday, taking it that, like, he's this kingpin with General Jones. He's never met General Jones. So I'm just saying we need to repudiate that part. Or, I mean, Roger's going to go wild. And I was, like, trying to get him earlier today not to do that. I mean, you understand, Roger's a good guy.
Let me tell you something, Alex. I've been working on Roger's case for a very long time. And I found out how he was framed with his jury. I told him that when I interviewed him.
No, I know. Tori, you're great. You exposed a bunch of election fraud. I'm just saying, Roger cannot hardly send an email. He's worse than I am. He is not running some giant internet command base.
No, he's not.
Okay, good.
Roger, all right. He did nothing wrong. I adore Roger Stone.
No, I know you did. You did a good job of the film. So let's just move forward. Right. Let's worry about then what's coming next. Well, then here's the thing. It's the mystery. Why did the police ham-fistedly not even know they wanted Millie, but they wanted Gavin? People thought it was fake because they were so unprofessional. I couldn't believe it, but it was real. What is going on then?
Alex, I kid you not. When that happened, I called Patrick and I was like, is this an IIA? Like, did someone like hijack and pretend this can't be a real arrest? They didn't even have a warrant. They were asking if it was green papers, like what's going on? And nothing was on the system. Here's where the curious part happens. And I recorded part of a call with Millie's permission, you know, and I promised that I would omit all private identifying information, that they changed the indictment after they detained them. The indictment clearly said burglary. And then after the fact, the whole Ohio justice system went dark and suddenly it pops up as robbery next. And it's like, wait a minute. So is it burglary?
Okay, so that's huge.
Yeah,
I agree. I've never seen them not tell somebody when they're being arrested what it is. They said, we don't know. That's why people thought it was fake.
I know.
You get Tory why I'm freaked out, because I can usually see the angles. I'm actually confused right now.
That makes two of us. But what Millie, I can tell you, was excited about was the fact that this video, aside from on my YouTube page, now that link is actually banned by Twitter. You're not allowed to share my YouTube video, but it's been reproduced. So it's all over the internet in all languages. The whole world is watching this, because this is applicable globally. Remember, this is a global syndicate. It's a private global syndicate that houses everybody's single piece of information. And everyone should be very alarmed, no matter what side of the fence they sit on. And this is exactly what Millie did with this video.
The film showing how they create an algorithm of your personality. That's all true. How they're tracking everybody, how they use propaganda with the media. It's all accurate. And I just wonder how that one little egg, and I should stop obsessing on it, of Roger being the kingpin. We have to get Roger's the worst technical person on earth. I'm not even defending Roger. It's just like saying, that's why I went off the deep end. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, you have to rewatch the video a few times to understand exactly what it's saying. I think everyone sees it with different points of view. It's like paintings. Now, Haley actually put out an article on my page on Tory Says, where it has embedded the audio from Millie Weaver during our phone call and what we were discussing, where she said, what's crazy is the paperwork said burglary. And then by the time they booked us, it had changed to robbery. So that is a big problem. And as I've been digging into this prosecutor, he has connections with Wexner, with RICO, that RICO arrest that just happened in Ohio with over $60 million with all these, you know.
And the judge got a DWI, right?
Well, their judge is Judge Becky. I don't know. I'm looking at the prosecutor like he's dirty everywhere, like everywhere. So that should be coming out.
Let me ask this question. The film's out. You arrest somebody or set them up before it comes out. Why bust her right when it's coming out? I mean, if I wanted to make a film big, that's what I would do.
They didn't know it was coming out. So the way they have their network set up, right, is the front-facing internet and the back-facing internet. And Gavin was seeding me the file off the back end of the internet the minute they connected. So the minute they connected to their normal internet, their normal router internet, where Millie was ready, was clicking to put it on her YouTube, you know, because it's a 10 gig file. It takes a while. That's when they arrived. And it looked like the sheriffs didn't know what they were doing. They were disheveled. All they knew is that they needed to round them up. They were on phone calls. Like, it's as if they, you know, the minute they connected to the internet, it was over. They wanted to shut it down. That's exactly what happened. So the timing, I don't care what anyone says.
Well, sure. If you're going to send people in to do something illegal, you don't tell them why they're there. That's why they're like, we don't know why we're here. We're just supposed to arrest you. I mean, I agree. That is crazy.
And Millie feels like that too. You know, all her rights have been taken away. Look, through one person's words. So Alex, if I want to, I can go down to my local police, say whatever I want about you, and they'll get a secret grand jury indictment with
But her mother said, she's a public statement, that she said drop the charges. They got in a fight and our cell phone broke 3 months ago. I mean,
it wasn't even a fight. It was the second time they caught her recording, you know, documents they had out and serial numbers and computers and logs. That's what she was doing.
So wait, they think they're mothers? This is getting crazy.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19 lockdown, and now
Democrat leaders are calling for people to be charged with attempted murder if they don't wear the masks of the symbols of slavery. And they've triggered their race riots around the country led by white, angry liberal academics and others. And now on top of the Democrats are officially saying, hey, Trump's going to try to steal the election and contest it. But then their internal wargaming documents come out with John Podesta at the very top with Kamala Harris and, of course, Joe Biden. And they're saying, oh, we think we're going to lose, but we're going to have the Democrat states secede, claiming that Joe Biden's won the popular vote, and we are then going to set up our own country and ask the military to remove Trump. This is officially in the New York Times. And I don't just believe the New York Times. I've been telling you for over a year, this is their plan from other statements they've made in the Atlantic Monthly, the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, and the Council on Foreign Relations. This is their plan. We've got 80 days left to stop it. What are you going to do? I'm serious, folks. This is the time to save the country.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology, so it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave. Will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're all living in America. America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America. America.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Jones, your host. Final segment with David Knight. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'll kick it off. I'll be back 11 a.m. Central to 3 p.m. And then, of course, Owen Schroer in the War Room comes up after that. So, you know, I was thinking this, and I talked to Robert Barnes on Friday. He's a smart lawyer. I respect his views. And he's like, either it's locals thinking that normal news gathering is illegal because the media is saying WikiLeaks is illegal, or it's just a tragedy of errors and, you know, false reporting or whatever. Or it's a deeper state group wanting to bring up a new Snowden / Julian Assange type story and burn some folks as a way to take the air out of the room from Trump giving a pardon to Julian Assange or Snowden. And our guest, Tori, that co-hosts with Millie Weaver on some of her shows and helped work on this film, Shadowgate, that is free and is posted at band.video. You can find it for now on YouTube, but most of these things get taken down. But regardless, I just hope you share it and look at it for yourself, even if I'm not saying all of it's 100% dead on accurate, because I know Roger Stone doesn't work for General Jones. That doesn't matter. The point is the overall information in the film is accurate about media manipulation, the things that are going on, the things that are happening. But Tori, you were getting in there as we went to break into the larger picture and what you think's behind this and where you think this is going, because people see the coincidence of Millie releasing a film on a day, and then that's the day she got arrested. But see, she was having technical problems. When the film finally went through, you said to you and to others, that's what triggered whatever the alert was to send the police out, who don't seem to know why they're there. And they're like, wait, arrest him? Okay, we're getting Gavin Wentz, her husband. Oh, Millie Weaver too. Yeah, we're going to get you. Because they're on the phone going, okay, we're getting Gavin Wentz. He's here. Oh, you want Millie Weaver too? Well, that's not on the warrant. You can't see it, ma'am. Sorry. It does. That's why it looked fake to people. Even though they're in the jailhouse, it's admitted it's going on. That's why this is so crazy, that it was something watching the digital lines. And I guess they think, well, the crime's committed once the film's uploaded, but there's nothing classified in it. They're charging him with something else. How do you decipher all of that?
Okay, something that people don't know is that I'm the only one that got the file from the back end right as they were moving up on the internet. So they went to the more mirrored one. And something else they don't know is that her brother was also arrested, who was on the telephone with me while I had paused my program online on air to talk to him. And he was like, they're all getting arrested. I said, don't let them take their phones. Hold on to their phones. And then they arrested him too. And not only that, the power was cut from the house. So thank God, you know, I was writing Gavin, hey, I'm going on air. I want you to click send. Show me where it's at on the send through our seed network. And he showed it to me and that was it. And it was at 60% and I was happy. 10 minutes later, they were arrested. Their power was cut. The power was cut. So there's a lot.
Okay, that's huge. The power was cut. So this isn't about just arresting people and they know there's going to be media. That's why the cops were being nice. They cut the power. That's huge.
Yeah, and it was only for a bit. Once they drove off with them, they turned it back on, which would disrupt any conveyance of information, shut down computers.
That would
right?
kill an upload.
Yeah, it would. And I was the only one that got the upload. The only one.
So Tori, you don't like to speculate. I don't either. But what do you, as a smart lady involved in all this? I've had you as a guest several times the last few years. I know who you are. You're a great lady. What do you think is really going on here?
Okay, like I said, I told Millie the minute I started seeing Edward Snowden on the lips of everyone, I was like, uh-oh, this is mitigation. Now, we can disagree, Alex, because I adore you. You've kept me companies in the most weirdest armpits of the world that I've been to listening to you for years, just so you know. So I'm a huge fan of yours. But we can disagree on this. Julian Assange is not in the same boat as Snowden. Snowden actually created that twin stream so that they can stream out everybody's information over to Europe to these private companies. The only reason he whistle blew is because he realized just how disposable he was. So
I think Snowden is not a pure creature as Assange. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not in the camp of Snowden.
He should get immunity if he blows the whistle and says that Obama put him there, because that's exactly who directed this. Let's be clear. Okay, because those of us that know, and I've received communications from people that are still within agencies saying, whoa, I can't believe you did this. So this is going to all come out. This is why when they were asking President Trump, oh, what do you think about Snowden? And he said, oh, I don't know. Some people are saying this. Some people, we don't know. The thing is, maybe we can give him immunity to talk and point the fingers, because he was registered. Unlike Snowden, myself or Burgi do not get afforded any whistleblower protections. He does. He does, because he was directly paid by their payroll. It wasn't a third removed. So the story of Snowden has been glamour, you know, perfume tutus and lipstick.
Sure, you're talking about Oliver Stone making a movie, all of it.
Well, it's all glorified. It's not the truth. The truth is he went in there to hijack the NSA stream and reinforce this twinning of streams. So every single piece of data that we speak, text, pictures, whatever you want, is housed at the NSA, is shipped off overseas. And he did that. Let's be clear on what he did. And then he came out saying, oh, they're copying your messages. Yeah, they're copying everything. It's not just Verizon.
Okay, well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I've not seen the proof that how would he control the whole architecture to put everything overseas?
You didn't have to put the architecture.
That takes all like gigantic, click the buttons, but who sets up the giant server factories?
Oh, Brennan did that in 2003 with Saudis in Luxembourg. So that's when he set up the company with the servers.
So why would he do all this and run to Russia?
I don't know. You know, did he go to Russia? I don't know. You know that for a fact? Did you see him there? I'm just saying what he did was put the algorithm.
Well, I don't think the Russians are in league with the New World Order, and they say he's over there.
No, they're not. But I don't know. We don't know. You don't know unless you see it. So we shouldn't speculate and speak. I tell you on facts what he did. And that is exactly what he did.
Well,
and
if you I mean, I'm not disagreeing when you say facts. It's a lot of statements that we've would take days to go through each one of those. Let me just say this. 10 a.m. is the CPS hearing in Portage County, Ohio.
Yes.
And then 11 a.m. they're having their deal. And this is all very weird. Obviously, some intelligence agency, some big group is involved in this. All the confluences, all the things, and then Roger being accused as being the kingpin in the middle of it. And then the guy at the door, all of this really lines up like dominoes. And so, Tori, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming on with us. I appreciate you helping out Millie, everybody. So we'll be able to talk to you, obviously, tomorrow and find out the latest developments. Are you going to be there at the court hearing, or who's going to be there?
I will. And I will be texting you with everything that's happening. And I just wanted to say thank you to Ezra for setting up the GoFundMe, because she's going to need the legal aid. And hopefully they won't ask for bond. But
Ezra Levant called me Friday and he said, can we put a thing up? And I said, hey, she's a contractor. She's a good person. You're good at those GoFundMes. Please do it. I'm not Millie Weaver's manager, so you just go ahead and do that. So I'm glad folks gave there. All right, Tori, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless.
God bless. Yeah. Here's all I know, folks. And it's not a distancing myself from this film. I don't tell contractors or people I sponsor, whether it's Paul Joseph Watson or whether it's Millie Weaver or whether it's Caitlin Bennett or whether it's a lot of other content creators that we support, I just say, hey, you're doing great work. Here is some support. And I hope you mention InfoWars and plug it back to us. But really, it's all about the mission. And so I've been handicapped that I can't respond to what's going on with this Shadowgate film because I never saw it. I saw the trailer. I wanted the film. I wanted to promote it. And I never got it. And then she's arrested right when it's coming out. And the dude that's in it's at my door unannounced. And I'm not a rocket scientist, but that's weird. I don't think Millie's involved. I don't think Tori's involved. I just know the guy at my door came here to say Roger Stone runs everything. NSA, New World Order. He's like the giant brain bug, and Roger Stone can't get his Skype connected, just like I can't. So I can promote freedom. I'm a good orator. I love God. I love justice. I love you. But I'm not running Jack Diddley Squad. I mean, I got problems with my own, you know, balance of my own checkbook. So I see this, and I just say something's going on here. I haven't figured out what it is. I don't know the answers. I don't know who's good and who's bad, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it, and you've got a commitment from me. Whatever I find out's going on with this, because it's got Q-tard stuff written all over it, I am going to give you that information. And there's a few things I haven't gotten into because I don't want to embarrass people right now, but I got a good idea what's going on, and I got to tell you, Brennan is just trying to sabotage our movement and trying to attack anybody that's real. And Brennan, I was told, Brennan is giving us info. He's actually good. I told people, are you crazy? So we'll figure it all out. Just keep promoting America and freedom and justice. And go Trump 2020. COVID's overall a hoax. We're going to expose the whole thing together. Infowars.com/show, band.video. Share those links. Nothing can stop you from taking action. You know you're good, so you take action, even if they sow dissension in our ranks. Great job, crew.